2 years ago, my partner Renee died from a fatal mental illness. You might call it suicide, but invariably that brings up judgment, shame, scorn, and even blame. Renee recognized that he had a mental illness. He suffered from severe depression, often with overwhelming anxiety. Although we all think we have experienced depression and know ways to snap out of it, his experience was deeper than any of his loved ones could comprehend. It was soul-destroying depression that eliminated the core of his being bit by bit and appeared endless to him in its depth. That he could live with such an illness and still have bright, loving, and tender moments until his last day is a testament to the human spirit. He died in our home. Upon hearing that, many are aghast and blame him for being insensitive to me, the living. Others tell me they couldn't imagine remaining in the same house afterward. Yet, if I said he died at home of terminal cancer, most people would respond, "How wonderful that he died where he was loved and comfortable." Well, Renee died from a terminal disease in his home, where he knew the person who loved him the strongest would find him, and where he was the most comfortable. He died in a home filled with memories of his life and the ones that loved him. Renee did not die from lack of love or support from me or anyone else. "I know you love me, and I love you," he'd say, "but that cannot fix me." It was hard to hear, but I had to let go of my thought that if he somehow tried harder, he would get better. He tried, we tried everything that medicine, psychiatry, therapy, and alternatives could throw at him. Unfortunately, no one can know that a mental illness is terminal until the person dies. The Buddha points out that all humans are born to age and die. Renee's death was nothing more, nothing less. He valiantly lived out his life, and no one should judge how it ended. I was fortunate to bear witness to that life. Now, when I hear that someone has ended their life, I feel compassion for their death, knowing how difficult and misunderstood it likely was. With a perspective, I'm Alan Lessig.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.